We're joined in the media center by Pro Stock leading qualifier Erica Enders. Erica ran a 6.53 second pass at 213.03 miles per hour in the second qualifying session to jump from 12th. Tell us about that second run and kind of what changed from that first run.
Well, the first run, we blew up a motor. We were pulling pieces of connecting rod out of the intake manifold, so that's never good. And it's certainly not the way you want to start a four-race swing with three cars when you've got four in a row. But we headed back to the pit, and everybody jumped on my car, and we got the engine swapped in time for the second run. And, you know, we're a second pair out, which, you know, in pro stock, you want to be as far back as you can. So that was it. It was a little nerve-wracking, but my crew chief's pretty calm and confident on the radio, which in turn helps me. And we went out there and laid down a really nice run. I honestly didn't think it would hold with the faster cars behind us, but fortunately it did. And this is our first time to be back on the pole in quite some time. So I'm really excited, really proud of my Elite Motorsports team. You know, they never got down. It's my original group that I had when we won both championships. So it's just awesome that you can keep a group of guys together that stay determined and stay focused through all of the, for lack of a better term, crap that we went through the last couple of years. So I'm proud to be their driver.
Definitely. You know, and for you, it's kind of turning things around is a step-by-step process, but how big of a step is this for you, kind of getting back to where you expect to be?
It's definitely huge. You know, we went back to a proven combination with our Chevy program at Elite Performance, and that's our engine building shop, and I'm actually back in my 2014 championship car, so that car fits me like a glove, and we're very familiar with each other, so it feels great to be back where I feel like we belong, where I feel like we've worked really hard to get to, and the years that, or the year that we had that was a challenge made us stronger, so I'm really proud of what we've accomplished, and that we've able to remain focused through all of that stuff, and it's just really exciting. I think this is just the beginning. I mean, Jake's been on the pole a couple times so far this season. We've both had some final round appearances. Haven't got our first win together as teammates yet, but I think it's on the horizon.
And, you know, for you, does this give you confidence going into Sunday, or is that still too far away to really kind of gauge from today?
Well, you know, my main focus is always to just take it run by run, and you know, to not let any outside distractions bother us. It's about us, our car, our lane, our team, me and that Christmas tree, and shifting the car. So we'll focus one round at a time. You know, we still got two qualifying sessions tomorrow. They're a little earlier in the day, so hopefully weather-wise this will be the best conditions that we'll see, and maybe we can hang on to that number one spot. If not, you know, you can win from anywhere on the page on Sunday. We've all proven that. So it does. It gives us confidence. It gives us a pep in our step, and we'll certainly, we have team dinner every night together, so tonight's dinner will definitely be a lot.